President Biden is now indicating support for a ceasefire. I'm Jackie Quinn with an AP News Minute. On the eighth day of airstrikes and rocket barrages that have killed some 200 people, mostly Palestinians in Gaza, the White House is now suggesting a shift, as we hear from correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Biden administration had been signaling it would not pressure the two sides. But in a later call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire.
The Biden administration's putting a fresh wave of funding toward fighting homelessness. Housing Secretary Marcia Fudge says HUD is spending an extra $5 billion to keep families off the streets. New York's governor says it's time to put away those face masks.
Let's get back to life.
But New Jersey's governor says they're not quite ready yet. An inspector who failed to discover a crack in the Interstate 40 bridge that links Arkansas and Tennessee has been fired. A drone video showed the crack existed 2 years ago. I'm Jackie Quinn.